escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
4 o'clock hour on the Hockman and Crowder Show. As is typical when Hawk is off and I'm running things or a little behind, and I apologize to Len and to anybody who cares about a traditional radio clock. We've established that nobody cares. If you're going to listen to us, you're going to listen to us. And if you're not, you're not.
2025, man. Mm-hmm. People aren't getting in their cars at certain times.
Plus,
you know?
Remember I made the point? Hey, you get out of work at, let's say you get out of work at 4, right? You work 8 to 4, let's just say. Well, by the time you clock out and then you walk to your car, maybe you flirt with the front desk girl or whatever.
Mm-mm, nobody's doing that.
Oh, okay. Now it's like 4:09 anyways, so whatever. Anyways.
People don't, what is it called, appointment viewing and appointment listening and all that stuff? That's in the past. I remember when I was a kid. You're too young to remember, but like you had to be home Wednesday night to watch Martin.
Right,
Wednesday
like at 8. Like if it's not on, if you don't watch it live, you miss it. That's
you miss it.
It.
It's if you get there at 8. Like to your point, if Martin starts at 8, you get there 8:09. You miss 9 minutes of Martin. Now, no, you just do the little bloop 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 TiVo, whatever it's called, and mm-hmm. You can watch everything you want to.
So I have a little exercise for you. And look, we truthfully are going to talk a little bit of Dolphins this hour. I want to get Appel's take on some of the trades that the Dolphins made over the past couple of days. Crowder, I know you and I talked about it yesterday, but we'll dive into it. I have some notes and some observations, some grades as well from a couple different outlets that we can get to. I have the list of teams from a couple different websites as well regarding Damian Lillard's future. There was a report with a couple team names, and then I have this list from CBS Sports, which essentially has 5 landing spots for Dame that makes sense. The Miami Heat are one of those destinations. I'll read you what they have to say. The Marlins are doing it right now. Mm. Crowder's dressed in Tampa Bay Rays gear, but I digress. but Jimmy and I were just talking because there was a quick little commercial right before we came back. So if you were listening live, you heard it. Amazon Prime Day is coming up. So I have an exercise for everybody who's listening that's not driving. If you're driving, I don't want to put you in harm's way, even though we kind of all drive with our phones anyways. But if you're driving, I don't want to put you in harm's way. Crowder, Appel, Jimmy, what is the last thing you ordered on Amazon? Crowder, you're not really an Amazon guy, right?
I don't even have it.
Nah, that's just not true.
I don't have Amazon Prime. My wife is, we get stuff to the house, but I don't do that. I like to go pick my items. For real.
Why do you like to go pick your items?
I just want to see it. I want to touch it. I want to see the quality of it. I need to grab it. I need to put it in the cart. Like that whole, nowadays people get people to grocery shop for them.
Yeah. Instacart.
I want to rub my mangoes. I want to grab my apples.
Rub your mangoes.
Totally agree on the apples and the fruit, by the way.
The fruit,
that produce, you got to touch it.
Got to touch the produce. I don't want to.
So you're one of these guys that's hanging around the produce section, and you're putting your filthy, greasy-ass hands all over every single mango?
I don't know why I'm so filthy and greasy, and I'm not hanging around stalking people in the produce aisle. I just want to go see if the bottom of the grape bag has those little moldy ones or not. Because the person that does the little acro shop, they're not going to look at the moldy grapes. They're going to grab the first bag of grapes.
I don't know. I like to. I trust people.
I
feel like I'm paying, you know, Griselda an extra $15 to do my Instacart. She'll go the extra mile. She'll check the bottom of the grapes bag to make sure that I'm getting the best grapes. She's going to treat me like I'm her own kin.
No, she's not, because she had four other orders to send, and she's trying to get out of there as fast as possible to get you your grocery so she can go get four more orders.
Who told us the other day? It was Hawk that he ordered one can of chips, and then they just brought him Pringles because it looked like it was the same can of chips.
He ordered Funyuns. They brought him Pringles, and he just kept them. I like to touch my items. I do not. Asia does. She has an Amazon account. She does Amazon stuff. I don't order anything online.
Wow. That's crazy, man.
I don't like it. I'm a man.
Sorry, Crowder, go ahead.
I was just going to say, Josh, I'm a man.
Well, listen, I love my wife, but even I don't trust her on the fresh produce with the apples and stuff at the grocery store. I have a specific.
Wow, you're produce guy. Well, Appel has like some weird food quirks.
Yeah.
That you're very picky. You're very particular. Yep. With what you consume. So that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, just I like what I like. And, you know, I love my wife to death. And normally, like I would say like 85% of the time when she brings apples from the grocery store back, does a good job. There's still that 15%. It happens. We are a big Amazon family. There's a new Amazon package arriving at our door every single day. Mm-hmm. The last thing that we got were dog poop bags and cleaner for my shoes.
All right, important. The dog poop bags, obviously.
That's the ones that y'all put on y'all hand and grab the poo-poo and flip them inside out?
Yeah. You put your hand right through. You put your hand right through, and you go down, you pick up the poop, and then you flip it inside out.
Oh, we a runaway family. The Crowders are a runaway family.
That is funny.
Whoa!
That is funny. That is absolutely perfect for this segment. Sometimes things work out, people, because the last thing I ordered on Amazon, I don't have my phone with me, so I can't show the camera, but I swear, honest to God, the last thing I ordered on Amazon is a metal sign for my backyard that says, "Cameras are watching you. Be a good neighbor. Pick up after your dog." Because I cannot stand people like the Crowders who walk in public grass in my association that I pay my hard-earned money on and let their raggedy-ass dog take a poop, and then they don't pick it up. And there are free bags in my community everywhere. Everywhere you walk. Where the dogs are supposed to go, there are free bags. And for the life of me, there's one massive dog. And if I wasn't sure if it was a dog, I think it was a dinosaur with how massive these turds are that has decided that he wants to poop next to my gate in my backyard. And I'm sick of it. I have a collection. You know the scene in Jurassic Park where they have to dig through those massive piles of poop to find the satellite phone?
Yeah.
Da-na-na-na-na-na-na. That's in the back of my mind. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na. I feel like I'm dodging those massive, giant piles of poop every time I go into my backyard and I open up the gate to go into the public space. And I can't stand it. So I have become, I hated these people.
Mm-hmm.
Crowder, I have become the neighbor who is putting up the sign that says, "Be a good neighbor, pick up after your dog. Pick up your dog's poop."
How much did that sign cost?
$22.99.
Wasted $23. You wasted. You think somebody's going to read that sign and say, "Oh my goodness, he tells me to pick up after my dog, now I'm going to do it"? No. Cameras are watching. What are the cameras going to do, Solana?
Take a picture of you, put it on social media.
And what's that going to do?
Show people that you're an inconsiderate neighbor.
Show people what?
Show people that you're an inconsiderate neighbor.
That's ridiculous. No one cares. You're going to take a picture of me and say, "Oh, this guy's dog poo-pooed and he didn't pick it up."
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I'll co-tweet it, whatever it's called. What? Co-tweet, text mm-hmm. tweet, whatever it's called.
Yeah, co-tweet.
Say, "Yeah, man, take that damn sign down because nothing's going to change."
Somebody says, "I'd be willing to bet Solana doesn't have cameras." You're right. I don't. I can't afford the cameras. But I am hoping that this sign will just scare people. The illusion of the camera, the idea of the camera should be enough to get somebody to not let their dog poop and then leave it there.
I happen to agree with Solana on this, but this is very Pam Beasley from The Office-esque when somebody didn't clean the microwave and she wrote an anonymous letter that said, "Sincerely disappointed." Solana basically sincerely disappointed with this sign to the rest of his neighbors because nobody knows that it's Solana putting up that sign. It's just a random person that lives in the neighborhood.
Well, no. And by the way, it is.
You deserve to be shamed for this. It's terrible.
Shame.
Yeah, shame.
Yeah.
Shame. Shame on shame. You.
Do y'all get upset by bird poop? Because they poop on my truck all
totally
the time.
Totally different.
No, very
the
same.
You can't control the bird poop.
I can't control my dog poop.
You can't control. You can't
want
control.
Me to plug him up?
Hold on a second. You can't control. You can't control. How would that work exactly?
What, you want me to plug him for walks?
What, do you got a cork?
What you want me to do? Yeah, the man got to poop.
Hold on a second. You can't control
my
whether
pooping.
You're. No. That's fine. Everybody poops.
Mm-hmm. That's a book great that book. Says that.
Right. Yeah. But you can control whether or not the poop your dog poops out is on my property.
Goes into my hand? I can control that as well.
So get one of those pooper scoopers.
I'm not carrying around
claw.
A pooper scooper. I'm not carrying around a big bag of groceries or a big roll of bags and connect it to the... No, I'm not doing that. It's a human and animals and people and everything poops. You just said it. Ugh. If my dog poops, his poop staying where it's at. That's not my responsibility. It's your responsibility.
Of course it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It is
my dog's poop is my responsibility?
Yes. Now look, Crowder, if you had come on here and been like, "I don't pick up my dog's poop because it's fertilizer, helps the grass," maybe I might be able to get on your side.
It's nasty
but
to touch poop.
Saying it's not my responsibility.
It's nasty to touch poop.
First of all, your dog weighs like 6 pounds. When it's pooping out, I mean, you just pick it up with your bare hand, honestly.
I'm going to grab poop?
Just pick it up with your bare. It's not
For
even poop.
What?
It's,
I'm not grabbing poop.
It's almost, it's cute, actually. It's cute what
it's,
your dog is pooping
you
out.
You want to, it's Play-Doh. You put it in the bag and make a dinosaur. No. Uh-huh. It's nasty. I'm not touching poop.
Appel, the people who do the fertilizer crap, hey, all right, well then fertilize your own lawn. Don't fertilize my lawn. Fertilize your own lawn.
Agreed. But I'm saying that there's at least like some kind of logic there. This saying that you are not responsible for your own dog's poop in a public place? What kind of society do you think we
it's
live in?
It's a public place.
Terrible.
It's a public park.
Untrustworthy.
A public park.
Right.
Everybody can go there.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to play with my dog's poop there if he goes to the bathroom?
But you're not playing with his poop. You're picking up after yourself.
No, it's I pick up
basic,
trash.
It's basic. What? No. Poop is trash.
No, poop's not trash. Poop is excrement, and it comes out of the body.
Get out of here, man.
Do you wipe up your spit? If you spit in the park, do you wipe it up?
It is.
If you spit in the park, do you wipe it up?
No.
Compare spit and dog poop.
Same thing.
Being,
it comes out your
no,
body. It's
no.
nasty. It's nasty. It comes out your body. I will get my. I do not litter. My kids all say it all the time. I'll be like, "Pick that up. Don't throw anything out the window. Don't even.
Oh,
throw,
you litter.
Don't
if
even.
You don't
throw,
pick up after
nope,
your dog. You litter.
I don't litter because that you is litter. Human-made items that should not be in the environment. And there's a big patch of plastic in the Atlantic or the Pacific somewhere that I read, watched a movie about. Littering's bad. I'm not playing with dog poop. That's nasty, and it's disgusting, and I don't care where my dog goes poop. I'm not going to touch it because it's disgusting.
I'm not asking you to build a sandcastle. I'm just asking you to pick it up.
No, you pick it up.
With a bag.
If you're that upset, pick it up.
No, I'm not picking up another dog's poop. That's Why disgusting. Not? That's disgusting.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Oh, so proud of you. Like I'm to not, play with poop? Go I'm, play with somebody. I'm, play with all the poop in
I don't
your
like
yard.
To play with poop.
Every night when you get home, go pick up all the poop in your yard and you put it in the garbage and do whatever you want with it.
Crazy.
I'm not touching poop.
That's crazy.
Wait,
man.
So Crowder, what happens at your own house? Is there just dog poop all over the front and backyard?
No, actually, the people I live, you know, I have a sidewalk and people's dogs poop in my front yard. And I don't get upset. I'm like, oh, a dog poop.
You
now,
know,
I,
this
now,
is just that you
now,
know.
I saw,
no
now,
possible
if I saw Roger, if I saw,
no if, I saw is agreeing
if I saw Roger down the road lean on my oak tree and start pooping in the yard, it'd be a problem.
Why?
It's a human?
Why? Yeah, what's the difference?
A dog is going to poop outdoors, and where he poops, that's where the poop stays.
What's the difference if I go to your front yard right now, I bend over,
yard,
and I poop in your yard?
I'm hitting you in the back of the head with a shovel.
Why?
Humans what's pulling the their pants down in my yard is nasty. Humans aren't supposed to poop outside. Dogs poop outside. Wherever their stomach rumbles, wherever that little bloop, bloop, bloop drops, it's see, dropping, see, and I'm walking away.
This is what happens. Like, you say things that are just so crazy, and people think like they actually have to answer. Crowder, somebody says, Crowder, you don't pick up the poop with your bare hands. You have to use a special plastic gloves they sell at a pet store. Sir,
I'm not playing with poop, sir.
You don't even need that.
He knows that. He knows that. You don't have to explain it to him, sir.
With poop.
Or ma'am.
Texter. I'm not associating my life with poop.
I thought you were like director of the HOA.
I am.
Well, you can't. That's flawed.
Nope.
There's a flaw
and if,
there.
And when the neighbors come, if they say, hey, there's a dog pooping in the yard and they're not picking it up, I'm going to look at them and say, it's a dog pooping or human? Dog. Well, Let it lay.
You can't control the HOA. You can't expect other people to uphold the integrity of your neighborhood if you're letting your dog poop wherever he wants to.
Yeah, you can't put a shed on the side of your house. You have to have a certain color for your mailbox. We have to approve your house paint colors. Mm-hmm. We have rules.
Mm-hmm. This is a society.
We have a dog
daughter.
Poop rule.
This is a
dog
society.
Poop. I'm not. Listen. So what? My rule. You want? And I'm gonna tell you my rule, mm-hmm. Solana.
Yeah, yeah.
Josh.
Yeah.
I am not playing with poo poo.
No,
that's the rule. That's the crowd rule.
Trash. What? You keep saying playing with poop. You go and take the poop bag. You pick up the poop. You turn it inside out. You tie it up. You throw it in the trash.
I'm not transferring poop. I'm not displacing poop.
What happens when you step in it?
It's nasty.
I
wipe it off my foot because that's
but
my fault.
Poop.
I have
you're
eyes. Am I blind? Am I blind, Josh? I can look down and say, big pile of poop. Let me step a foot to the left. I'm not playing with poo-poo. So, I don't know why y'all can't get this.
So you walk out. You're late for the show. Maybe you're running a little late or you have to take your kids to school. You walk across your yard to get into your car. You get into your car and you realize, oh, I stepped in poop, but it couldn't have been my dog's poop. Because this is a big poop. And you say, oh, whatever. Bill let his dog poop in my yard. No big deal. And you're just go on with your day. You're not upset.
When you walk across grass, you look for airplanes? I look at the ground when I walk because I have to take a next step.
You look at the ground when you walk?
I look down.
Look, bro.
What do you look at when you walk?
I look what's in front of me.
In front of me. Outdoors?
No, I don't look down.
Could be a big root. Could be a hole. Could be dog poop.
Root.
Could be a snake.
A snake?
Could be a scorpion.
What? Where am I? In the Mojave Desert?
I don't know where you are. I know where you are. Wherever, if the Mojave Desert there, you're going to be playing with poo-poo.
Appel, see, here's the thing. Crowder, I think, speaks for a large portion of our society, genuinely, where they don't, in their head, believe that they're on the outskirts of society when it comes to this issue. Because I'm telling you, how many people in my neighborhood allow their dog to poop wherever they want, in my front lawn, in my backyard, without picking it up, and they don't think there's anything wrong with that, and it's because of people like you, Channing Crowder.
No respect.
Not people like me. It's people that don't want to play with poo-poo.
No one's playing with it.
I'm not touching no poop, man.
You would have hated living at my old apartment. They used to fine people for not picking up after their dog.
Yeah, somebody says, Joe Zagacki needs to take over that HOA. That's right. We're calling Joe Zagacki tomorrow. We're getting him on the phone.
People have got us. That it's like a little bone, and it has a hole in it with a roll of those plastic bags where you attach it to the leash, and it kind of hangs on the leash. I didn't even know what to do with it. They got it. I was like, what is this for? They were like, oh, it has the little – the poop bags in it. I was like, for who? Me? I'm like, I go in the bathroom. No, for Nino. That's our dog's name, Nino. Said Nino doesn't need him either. His hand's not that big. He can't grab anything.
And how about you show some respect for your dog? It's embarrassing for your dog to poop in public. That's embarrassing. At least delete the evidence and pick it up.
You want me to cover him up with a little sash? You want
to
put
no, I want you to pick up his poop.
bro. There's nothing you can say to make me play with no poo-poo.
Yeah, I could tell.
Yeah, I'm get out of here.
You haven't been this entrenched in a take in quite some time.
We've talked and stuff, but this is weird to me. Like, it's just, this is it. You said I'm on the outskirts of society. I think y'all upclass funny acting people on the outskirts.
He's not wrong, Appel.
I'm a play with poop.
There is something genuinely humiliating. Even though it's very common, there's something genuinely humiliating walking around my neighborhood with a bag of poop in my hands.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds cool. And then, was it a badge of honor?
Yeah.
Do you hold the bag up to your neighbors?
I'm not even kidding.
Hey, I'm playing with poop today.
If my dog,
you have your poop ready?
If my dog poops in an area where other people are visible, I go out of my way. Somebody's across the street, go, hey, I have a bag right here. I let people know. That's like, hey, I'm picking up this poop, man. Don't you worry. You can trust in me, neighbor. Neighbor, lock eyes with me. You can trust in me. I'm picking up this bag of poop. Don't you worry.
When he starts
that, throw it in somebody else's trash can. That's the move. What are you doing? Walking around the neighborhood.
That's
with it.
Disgusting.
When
dude.
The dog
what
start,
are you talking about?
If somebody throws their dog's bag of poop in my trash can, That almost makes me as more upset than just leaving it on the damn ground. Throw it in your old trash can, loser. No. The hell are you doing in my trash can?
Josh wants to walk it around the whole neighborhood and, you know, play with it, make, you know, make little sculptures.
Crowder, you were given parenting advice earlier. Did your kids, you ever change a diaper? You ever get poop on you from your kids?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, but you like playing with poop then?
I don't want to play with poop. That's a baby, and that's in a nursery.
Your dog's
a baby.
This
is a dog walking around grass. When my dog starts that sniffing and hunches that back, I get on my phone and start playing Toy Blast.
That's crazy, man.
There's nothing. I don't have anything to do with what he's about to do over here in this grass. This is not me.
Neither
this is
your
him.
Baby, your kids, and the dog. No. They can't control where they poop. They got to go.
All right, Chaz is 5. I have a 13, a 12-year-old, a 5-year-old. If I'm walking around the neighborhood with the kids and Chaz poops in somebody's front yard, Josh, I'll pick it up. I'll pick up my 5-year-old's poop. If Nino, the dog, poops in a yard, Toy Blast, walk away.
I don't know how much of this segment was a bit by crowd or not. Genuinely, like, I don't know.
100%.
But just the idea of me watching my dog poop, knowing somebody's looking at me, like, you know, a neighbor, and me leaving it there.
Deeply embarrassed.
I wouldn't be able. I'm not even kidding, Crowder. I wouldn't just be able to pull out my phone and go on with my day. I would think about that for the next 2 months, about how that neighbor thinks that I don't clean up after my dog. Like, they think I'm a rule break. I don't even know what it is. There's something about it. That's crazy to me. God bless you, man.
Want to get a little deeper?
Yeah.
That's insecure.
Maybe. Maybe it is. I don't know.
What does my neighbor think about me? He thinks I have a dirty constitution. F him. F her, F him, F the 2645, F 2219. What does it matter what they think about you?
It's having a conscience.
A conscience of what? A play poop play? A
being
poop
a good
play
person.
Conscience? I am a good person that leaves dog poop in the grass where it belongs.
But you're not afraid of your neighbors thinking that you're the guy who doesn't pick up his dog's poop?
What am I afraid of? Them having a bad thought about me and dog poop?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, man. I'm insecure. I'm gonna miss sleep tonight having this conversation.
I wouldn't be able to sleep.
That's ridiculous.
I wouldn't be able to sleep.
Hell with them. If they say something, hey, I saw your dog poop in my yard, buddy, and you didn't clean it up, I'd be like, yeah, I don't play with poop, brother.
Terrible line.
That would be the entire conversation.
I hope you come up with a better line than that.
Saw you and your little brown dog. You have a brown dog, right? Yes, sir. I saw him poop in my yard the other day and you didn't clean it up. Oh, yes, sir. My bad. I don't really play with poop, bro.
Bro, that is insane. That's diabolical. But the thing is that you have an easy out. Yeah, I play in the NFL 6 years. My back hurts, man. I can't bend over.
I tell him there's no ailment with me. My ailment is no playing around with feces. That's my ailment.
Well, wait till you see Jimmy's favorite section on OnlyFans.
Shh. Y'all are nuts.
All right, let's take a break. I know we didn't really do headlines or weather, whatever. I promise you, we'll talk Miami Dolphins in the next segment. We're gonna talk more about Darren Waller, and obviously Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith headed to Pittsburgh. Minka Fitzpatrick back in the 305. More Hawkman Crowder and Solana coming up on the other side.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I don't think you could offer me any money for my dog. I love my dog.
I got 100,000 cash.
Take them.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Hey, Appel, you saw that Bill Zito was on the Pat McAfee show today?
I did, and it's apparently gotten some rave reviews. He's been on there a lot recently. I'm going to go watch it after the show.
Yeah. They gave him the I was looking at a clip during the commercial break. They gave him the final puck, you know, the Panthers, Crowder. After every win, whoever was like the player of the game, they'd go and they'd fill up the Stanley Cup with a puck, and then they got all the way to the top. Obviously, they won, and it was Bill Zito who got the honor of going, and he was saying that it was crazy. He couldn't believe that they gave him the puck to go put it up there. And, I'll say, we're right now, everybody's fascinated with Bill Zito, rightfully so.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You don't always see that. Correct me if I'm wrong. You don't always see that where the general manager, when a team wins a big playoff game or, they're celebrating popping champagne, winning a Super Bowl or winning an NBA title, even in baseball, where the general manager is like
praised
yeah. by the team in that moment. Maybe later in an interview or what have you, or they'll share a special moment.
Yeah.
But I know, like, they embrace Zito, and he's kind of been like the face of this run. That's not typical, is all I'm saying.
No. And you're talking to the guy that wanted to give him the Conn Smythe, so he's barking right up my alley. But it's just the way the turnaround, the way it's been instructed, the questioning of even the Huberdeau move and Tkachuk and like everything. It's like, I don't know, Josh could probably tell us better. I don't know what has not worked out for Will Weedo. Josh, I don't know what Zito. Is there something he hasn't done well? He's bringing in the guys. He's making it work. He's figuring it out. Then even this offseason, last offseason, the trade deadline, like every step of the way, we're praising the general manager. It's not that this doesn't usually happen. It's that people don't usually do what Bill Zito is doing. He is adding pieces that just make the team better and better. Okay, win a Stanley Cup. Don't get complacent. Go get better talent. And then go in as the Stanley Cup. We made the bet early in the season. They were the Stanley Cup favorites. And he still added Seth Jones, still added Marchand. It's just everything he does seems to turn into gold. So that's why I think he's getting the praise that he is, because I can't think of anything he's done wrong.
I'm just trying to, like, even the moves that, like, you're like, I don't really get that one. Like, when they gave up a first rounder unprotected for Ben Sherratt the year they won the President's Trophy. There are a couple of bargain signings they tried to make that didn't work out. But, like, if that's the extent of your quote unquote mistakes, you're going to end up with three straight runs to the Stanley Cup final and winning two of them. And I think it speaks to the larger culture that they've built with this organization that, you know, last year, Paul Maurice got the final puck after he won his first Stanley Cup after 30 years as a head coach. And this year, it's Bill Zito. And I think there's a dynamic for Zito and how he operates. He's a former agent, knows what that perspective is like. And I think he's able to take that into account when he's negotiating these contracts. And it's a business, but it's, I feel like, done with a different kind of respect because of the background that he has previously in dealing with players being on the agent side of things.
All right, so I saw on CBSSports.com grades for the Steelers and for the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah.
They trade, and look, we're a couple days removed now, but just in case you forgot, I'll remind you, Steelers get Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith, 2027 seventh round pick. They paid Jalen Ramsey $1.5 million more than the Dolphins were going to give him on his contract for the upcoming season. And Jonnu Smith basically got like three times the money he was going to get. So he got what he wanted. He got paid. And good luck to him. Paws up forever. The Dolphins get Minka Fitzpatrick. Minka's back in Miami, which is just kind of like a cool full circle moment. And a fifth round pick in 2027. So they CBS Sports says that the Steelers get an A-, which I think most people would agree. It's not that the Dolphins lost the trade, because we can argue until we're blue in the face in how, you know, this kind of benefited the Dolphins. They weren't going to pay Ramsey. We know that. That was done. Mm-hmm. And they didn't want to pay Jonnu Smith, and you can agree or disagree with it, but that was a decision that they made. And they got back a younger, talented player in Minka Fitzpatrick, and they move forward. So I don't think the Dolphins lost the trade, but they say the Steelers get an A-. And here's what they write for the Dolphins, who they grade a C in the trade. A C. For the Dolphins, this trade is a bit trickier to grade. On one hand, they're able to free up some salary cap space by getting rid of both Smith and Ramsey, but they also have to pay Fitzpatrick over $15 million in 2025, so some of their cap savings will go toward that. The fact that the Dolphins traded Ramsey wasn't overly surprising. The veteran cornerback had been, or they go on why they shouldn't pay Jalen Ramsey, and it did matter. He wasn't going to stay here anyways. They write, the Dolphins had also been shopping Smith, and they had been in talks with the Steelers earlier this offseason about a possible trade. The Dolphins got rid of two disgruntled players, but the problem is that both players still have a lot left in the tank. Ramsey was the best cornerback on their roster last year, and trading him away makes their secondary worse. As for Smith, he caught 88 passes last season, which led the team. He also finished with 884 receiving yards, which was second on the team only to Tyreek Hill. By trading away their best corner and their leading receiver from last season, the Dolphins definitely didn't get the better end on the field with this trade.
I don't understand the... Are we acting like Minka Fitzpatrick's 37 years old? You guys, 28. He's coming off a couple of down seasons, injury, and just not great play last year. And clearly there was something that happened there between Minka and the rest of the Steelers' defense where it just kind of fell apart, and they were probably just as happy to get rid of Minka as the Dolphins were to get rid of Jalen Ramsey. But if we're going to point out that, you know, Ramsey's still got good football ahead of him, like, he's taking a couple of steps back and saying that he was the best cornerback on the Dolphins roster, okay, the bar is below the floor on that. I'm not trying to disrespect Jalen Ramsey. He's still a good player.
Yeah.
But he's not the same elite corner that he was at one point. Minka Fitzpatrick's probably not the same elite player he was at one point. But before this year, a career high in targets over the course of a season for Jonnu Smith was 70, and that was in 2023 with Atlanta. He had 111 targets last year, and a lot of that was because the Dolphins couldn't run the ball, so it was a lot of quick stuff, and he was great for Miami last year. I'm not going to poo-poo the season that Jonnu Smith had because it's the best season the tight end has ever had in a Dolphin uniform, but he has never sniffed the type of season he had with the Dolphins previously. The only thing I'm looking at here, 2020 at 8 touchdowns, but on 40 catches and less than 500 yards receiving. Like, he's a solid player, but they're not losing an all-pro at tight end. And I'm not saying that Darren Waller is going to be a suitable replacement. He doesn't really solve any of their, well, we need to get tougher on the inside, we need to get better in cold weather games. He doesn't solve that. He's not a blocking tight end by any stretch. That's kind of a wild card. You don't know what you're going to get from Darren Waller. But, like, this idea that the Dolphins gave up generational talent here that's so significant, like, it's a little ridiculous. Like, it was a move they had to make, and as you guys have pointed out, and as I said earlier in the week, if a guy is demanding a trade and doesn't want to be here, you have no leverage. So the idea that they got a former All-Pro, Pro Bowler, who's still below 30 years of age, and Minkah Fitzpatrick, that's about as well as you could do here. So get out of here with the C. Yeah. I'm okay with, like, letting C it play out, but, like, that seems a little harsh.
And you bring up a lot of good points, and I agree with you. With, like, people are diminishing Minkah. Like, oh, well, it was last year was the worst year of his career. Yeah, well, he was Pro Bowler, and he's still a Pro Bowler. He's a top three safety in this league. But in a vacuum, they got two starters because Jonnu and Jalen Ramsey are starting NFL players, and yeah. And we got one starter. So I'm comfortable with anybody grading out that the Pittsburgh Steelers have a sure. higher grade because they have two new starters. We have one new starter. So that's the sure. simplicity of it. Jalen was not going to be here. We had to get rid of him. The Pittsburgh was talking to Jonnu before. They weren't going to trade Jonnu for Minkah Fitzpatrick straight up. So now we can throw in Jalen, get that money off the books, and now get Minkah, which we wanted him back, obviously. They wanted him back because they traded for him and talked about it. He didn't want to be there. Jonnu, I think Jonnu wanted to be here. He just wanted $12 million a year, and Chris Greer couldn't continue to pay everybody top dollar, and Jalen Ramsey was not putting a Dolphin helmet on for the remainder of his life. So if you look at it with context to it, I think it was pretty even. I would give both a B. We don't know what Jonnu's going to be. They still got, what's his name, Fairmuth, the big white boy?
Yeah.
He balls out too. So Jonnu's not getting, to your point, Josh, Jonnu's not getting 111 targets next year. There's no way.
DK
with
also
DK
on the outside,
Metcalf like, with Woods there, with they have their young boy, Austin something, he's not getting 100 targets next year. He's not going to have the numbers he had last year with the Dolphins. Jalen Ramsey is going to start opposite of Joey Porter Jr., but they also have Darius Slay that comes in there. Who's playing a nickel? Who's playing outside? There's a lot more to it when you put context behind this trade. I think both teams are a solid B. We got a player we wanted. He didn't want to be there. We had a player that didn't want to be with us that now they're there. They're going to help them. Minkah's going to help us. Even trade. B pluses, B minuses for either team. That's where I would grade it.
And I'm pretty sure they're not locked into Minkah Fitzpatrick after 2025. They can get rid of him before the 2026 season if they're not satisfied with whatever happens this upcoming season with him. So it's not like they're locked in long-term as far as the salary cap goes with Minkah Fitzpatrick. I think it's about as well as you could do in a situation like this for the Dolphins. And again, the idea that we think that with who's out there in free agency at corner, not saying that's going to solve any major problems, but at least for this season, like there are some solid veterans out there, maybe like an Asante Samuel, who's coming off a pretty major injury. But maybe this is his chance at rebounding from that and being a solid player. Who knows? They have options right now. Like, it's only July 2nd. Training camp's at the end of this month. The season doesn't start until September. I would imagine they'll add a corner or two that's still out there and available before then. This is not the finished product. It's not the finished roster. I don't know what it's going to be. I think they're still going to be three bounces away from being 10-7 or 7-10. But it's not the finished product of what the roster's going to look like.
I'm with you. They got to add some quarterbacks. That's just facts.
Quarterbacks?
Corners.
Oh, okay.
There you go. Yeah. And they have Zach Wilson. We're set to go.
Oh, okay.
And Quinn Ewers?
Quinn Ewers. I was going to say, hey, they got Quinn. Yeah.
I'd rather see Quinn over Zach Wilson.
Well, hopefully you don't see either this year, let's be honest.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you love Skylar Thompson. You ran away from that. Huh?
Yeah, no, I have no credibility when it comes to the quarterback discussion anymore. That's fair. You know, I got to take it. I got to eat it.
Put him in the game, guys.
I was a Skylar Thompson guy, and he got his opportunity. And to be fair, he looked pretty good as a rookie in Buffalo in that playoff game.
Did he, though?
He looked pretty good.
He was like 7 for 14.
He was like 19 of 42.
He looked pretty good. talking about in his uniform standing there?
Yeah, he looked like he fit the part.
He does fit past the eye test. Mm-hmm. Definitely looked well, like he
you know, should. You know, I'm not going to get any acceptance on my Skylar Thompson love from Mike White's close personal friend over here. So
hey, listen, they have a great relationship. Uh-huh. It's nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
How's Mike doing?
Great. Looking forward to a great year in Buffalo.
5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up next. The Jimmy, Jimmy's looking at the screen, pointing at Crowder, but he's just right across from you. You can just point over here. You're gonna do Delaware, Crowder. You're gonna do Delaware. Coming up in the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour. No joke. We really haven't talked too much NBA today. And Barry Jackson, for those of you who are saying the Heat don't have a plan. What is the Heat's plan? Are they just kind of sleepy pad and all this stuff? Okay, for those of you, if you're a Heat fan who's saying that, Barry Jackson, I think, in the Miami Herald, does a fascinating job, an outstanding job, I should say, at outlining what the Heat's plan is. There's option A, there's option B, and how it is they're kind of undertaking this offseason. Now, whether you like it or not is a different story, but I'll read that to you coming up in the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I would love to have a cup of coffee and a piece of pie with Mike McDaniel at Denny's.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.